The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
So I had to call police, and I don't even feel bad about it a little bit. Let me tell you about my morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Yeah, so there's this place across the street from our apartment.
The infamous place across the street.
So we live in the city, and it's a very lively place. But it's not supposed to be lively all night. And there is a all-night club. What's it called? After Hours. Which,
yes.
Do your thing, people. Do your thing, okay? But do your thing without street racing. Seriously. When you street race at 3 a.m., you're taking 10 minutes away from my sleep cycle. 10 minutes away from my sleep cycle. And, you know, if you're doing one block, two blocks, like you're going around a few times, I might be able to live with it. 20 minutes?
Oh.
There's no trophy. This isn't Fast and Furious. So
yeah,
I called, call me Karen. Okay, I called 311 and I said, excuse me, this is a non-emergency, but I am tired of the street racers across the street. And she said, is it an after hours place? And I said, yes, it is. She already knew.
Because we live in a building full of old people and they all called right with you, Dana.
I'm joining the club. I don't even care. How many times does this
even,
thing happen?
The thing that's crazy is I don't even wake up. I don't
even
hear.
Can't stand you, Otto.
I sleep right through Dana's call. I sleep through all the racing, everything.
Well, I also have my mother there who is, you know, recovering from radiation. I'm like, they're waking her up because she's across, right across from the after hours bar. And I asked her, did you hear the car? She said, yes, I hear them every night. I'm like, I'm sorry. And there's been a couple of matching pink Lamborghinis out there. I think they belong to evening ballerinas. You know, I'm like, hey, whatever. I think they're the ones doing the racing. Ladies, come on. Chill out. Rest. Relax. Put your feet up. You've already been working. You know, settle
I mean,
down.
The next thing that's going to happen is I'm going to have to go see exactly what's going on at this house.
Otto, I can't stand you. Well, if you want, I'm going with you.
Hello. Dana, I do love your resourcefulness, though, of calling the non-emergency hotline.
Of course it was
I really love that. Yeah. That's a way to use the resources.
I didn't really even care if police went. I just needed to let it out. And Otto was passed out. I couldn't go into my mother's room. So I was just like, somebody talk to me. Seems like the lady on the other end, she's pretty used to that. Let it out, lady.
I literally can't think of the last time I called police. I don't even know that I've ever called the police in my life.
All the time we've been married, I don't think you have.
I got you to do it.
Exactly.
So I don't have to do it, but because I was going to say, over the course of our marriage, you've done it at least 10 times.
Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh! All right. So, what do we have for National Day, Anthony A?
Cue the sprinkle sound effects. It is National Tell a Fairy Tale Day.
Gosh, what's one of my favorite fairy tales? I don't know if it's a fairy tale. Like, it's not an old one, but Shrek. I love that one.
You're doing it in my
song. I mean, instead of the princess marrying the prince, it was like she was an ogre, and I don't know. It's just like it's amazing. It's amazing. She saved him.
My favorite fairy tale is the Latino holiday that ended before midnight.
Anyway.
That's a fairy tale because that ain't never happening.
Never.
Not at my house.
Never. The party that ends before midnight. Never.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
When you're in a relationship and you're completely done with them and they're not getting the hint and they're not getting the message, is it okay to start seeing someone else? That's kind of a loaded question. And we actually talked about it. I can't remember what day. It was a down in the DM and we got this call, which set off a lot of other calls because Ebony was like, I had to start seeing somebody in order for my partner to understand I don't want to be with you anymore. Here, take a listen.
Because I was just done. It was actually like my child's father. I was over it. I no longer wanted to be with him. I like stopped cooking. I stopped cleaning. Like, we stopped having relations. Mm-hmm, there was a lot of different things, a lot of signals and signs that he got to let him know, I no longer want you. And I would verbally tell him, like, this isn't working anymore. I feel like you need to go where you need to go, and I just want to do me and focus on the birth of our child. He wouldn't get the message. And so it wasn't until, like, I was like, I actually did it on purpose to start talking to somebody else so he can be like, okay, she see it. Like, so he can see that I'm done.
So do you really have to start seeing someone else? Or do you just cut things off completely? We had kind of a back and forth in the studio, and then Paige, you said you wanted to speak on this because it just really hit you the wrong way. Welcome, Paige, to the Dana Cortez Show.
I think that this whole, oh, I'm going to cheat so that they'll leave me alone, that's an excuse, and it's so ridiculous.
Selfish.
Take some ownership and just be direct. And it's so much better to break their heart because you don't want to be together anymore than to break their heart and their self-worth because you don't want to be with them and you want to be with somebody else. And I wasn't going to call. And then
Paige,
I heard
where were
Ebony.
You in my 20s, huh?
Anyway, Paige, continue.
I'm probably doing the same thing you were in my 20s.
Messing people's heads up.
Now we give great advice, though, right? But anyway, continue.
Yes. I know all these things from a long life of recklessness, but no, I heard Ebony call in, and I was like, all right, that's it. I'm calling because that's especially if you're pregnant with that dude's kid, like, just tell him you don't want to be together. You don't have to go be messy. That does nothing.
Well, hold on. She'd already given birth. And she was trying to get away, but you're right. Oh, and she said it. Yeah. She said, I regret it. Like, I shouldn't have done it that way. But you're young and stupid, like you said. You do dumb things, and you learn that's not the way to handle
and
it.
You know what? I hate to say this, but some people, and I know it's not the right thing to do, but some people won't take no for an answer. I had a girl that I literally broke up with her for a year, and she just wouldn't take no for an answer. And then I finally just told her, I'm with somebody else. We're not together anymore.
What are your thoughts when somebody doesn't take no for an answer? Like,
well, don't answer your phone. I don't buy that excuse. Don't answer your phone. Don't talk to them. I'm sorry. No, it's more excuses. And Otto, I love you. You're my husband. But that's no. When you really want to cut someone off, you cut them off. End of story.
Yeah, they don't have to take the no for an answer. That's not yours to control.
Exactly.
That's theirs. If they want to hold on to it, that's the weight that they get to carry. But you, as a person, should, you know, have more self-respect than to go make a whole mess of things.
Yes. I have a girlfriend right now going through it, and I said, you need to let your ex go. Like, you're still hanging on to him friendly, kind of keeping him in a glass just in case while you're out there doing your thing. That is not fair.
That's cruel.
It's cruel because that person still cares about you. You, if you really care about them, let them go. Let them move on.
Yeah. Yeah. I just think that it's this day and age. There's like no ownership for situations and accountability. And there's just a lack of that emotional maturity that if you like approach it with that kind of mindset, then it'll just go a lot easier.
We've all been guilty
instead of the fight.
No, having the conversation instead of the fight. That's such great advice. I think we've all been guilty of it. I did it. I had somebody who really liked me. I was in a bad situation, in and out of this bad relationship, and I kept the person hanging around. You know why? Because it made me feel confident. I didn't even really see the person. I liked the attention, you know, because the person I was with wasn't good. That was so unfair because I was never going to talk to this person. I was never going to get with this person. It's just selfish, and it's not okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, yeah. And that was back then. So it's always been happening. It's not just today.
I also think that you live and you learn, though, because my 21-year-old version of myself would not do what I did now.
Can I tell you guys what I've been guilty of? Guilty of a woman breaking up with me. And then just because it didn't happen on my terms, I tried to somehow make the relationship work. Even though deep down I knew I probably don't want to be with this person.
No,
that's your pride right
there. That's your pride.
Yeah, been guilty of that. Yep. And that's very, I feel bad for that.
You're like, I got back with her just so I could break up with her.
Oh my gosh. Paige, I love you. Thank you so much. I'm going to make a topic out of this convo. Like, we went a whole different way.
Yeah.
Did you start the relationship you're in now when you were in the one you weren't happy in? Let's talk about it. You can remain anonymous. 877-730-DCS1. Call or text us now.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Punch the Monkey has stolen the hearts of millions and millions of people all over the world. Punch the Monkey was born in Japan in a zoo, and his mother abandoned him.
What?
And so he's just been kind of rolling around with everybody else, and everybody's picking on him constantly. There was this moment, though. I saw his video, you know, after other monkeys, rather, were being mean to him. I saw a video.
He was getting bullied.
He was getting bullied. I saw one of the monkeys begin to, like, groom him and take care of him. And then, like, hours later, somebody was pushing him down the little hill they have in there. And I'm like, what's going on?
It was like I was watching Nat Geo, but it was like the Mean Girls edition.
Right.
Like, why were they being so mean to him?
Who is this Regina George inside that zoo? Who is she?
You're, like, really pretty.
Thank you.
So you agree?
What?
You think you're really pretty.
But the thing is, Anthony, his mother abandoned him, which zoologists say that it's extremely rare for this kind of monkey to have a mother just give up on their child. Punch's mother, though, this was her first, and she's very young. So her inexperience is believed to be the reason why she's not taking care of Punch.
Dana Cortez was a young mother.
I took care of my daughter, yeah. But I had the help of my mother. Where's Punch's grandma in all of this? You know, where's the abuelita? Where is she?
Yeah. We don't know the family dynamic of what's going on in those women's lives.
We know that they have abandoned their family. And so Punch is just out here getting bullied by everybody. But it's the toy that everyone's talking about, the little orangutan that Punch is dragging around the zoo. So I'll tell you where it comes from. After Professor Allison Behe explains why Punch is getting bullied.
You know, the dominant animals will show aggression towards subordinate animals, and that sort of maintains the status quo and keeps everything nice and smooth in the group. So I think even if Punch was from a more subordinate family, even if his mother hadn't abandoned him or rejected him, he probably would face some sort of aggression. And it's how they learn to sort of signal what is dominant, what is subordinate, what their place in the group is. And the use of aggression is fairly common in those situations. So it does look really confronting, but I think it is probably a normal part of developing in this sort of society.
Well, we understand that, Professor Behe, this is normal, but he doesn't have a mother to protect him. Normally, there would be a mother to step in, like we step in when our kids are getting bullied, right? And we step in. What I think this is going to do, ladies and gentlemen, is make Punch the toughest guy in the whole zoo. Eventually, he's going to grow up. He is not going to be a baby forever. He will remember.
What's that movie called? Planet of the Apes? He's going to be the main character of Planet of the Apes.
I can't remember his name. Gosh, what was his name?
Caesar. Well, there's originally Caesar.
Yeah, Caesar.
Caesar was the original OG. And this has the making of being like a villain story. Like, how are you going to pick on a person named Punch? Like, his nickname is Punch.
So he's
going to grow up and be so much.
His little toy, the orangutan, is originally from IKEA. Sold out completely.
You saw how much they're going for, right?
Is it $350+ on eBay?
Right now, I'm sure they'll get up there into the five figures eventually, just because I've never seen the world react to something like this. Not only is it like a phenomenon here in the United States, it's worldwide.
Well, this is a Japanese zoo.
He's Japanese. I know that, like, the first time I saw the story come across on my timeline, it just started yanking at the heartstrings. I was like,
well,
this
poor Punch. But this is nature. Otto, this is nature. I came across a video myself of a school of orcas. I'm not sure that's what they're called. But they're hunting a penguin, and there is a cruise ship over this happening. You know, they're hungry. They're trying to eat. And people are cheering for the penguin to get away.
Of course they are. That's what Punch is. He's the underdog. Everybody wants to root for the underdog.
Otto, the orca's got to eat. As they're cheering, for the penguin to get away, I bet you they're done. They go eat their fish buffet. Come on. People have to, animals have to eat too. This is the circle of life. Like we all learned about in The Lion King. Where's Rafiki when we need him?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Who is this new man in Shakira's life? I cannot wait to tell you. Here's a little hint. Is she taking some love advice from Taylor Swift? Okay, all right. Let's do celebrity birthdays, and then let's get into it. Anthony, who we got today?
Superstar streamer Duke Dennis. We also have Yeet celebrating his birthday, and Erykah Badu celebrating a birthday as well.
Oh my gosh, bag lady herself. I love me some Erykah Badu. All right, so speaking of great female artists, Shakira, obviously single, one of the most beautiful, talented, brilliant, smart, intriguing, well-dressed, all of the above women in the world. Rumored to be dating, according to the British tabloid The Sun. This guy's name is Julian Edelman? Who is this man?
This guy's name is Julian. He's a very accomplished wide receiver. He was Tom Brady's favorite target.
Yep, and he meant a lot to me in fantasy football, so I hope she treats him right. I hope Shakira treats him right.
I think we should be hoping that he treats her right. I just got a look at the women he's dated. He's got quite the roster. Speaking of sports, and I'm worried because she got hurt by her husband, and now she's dating this guy who seems like a playboy. I don't know.
don't think you should be that worried about him because they're similar in height. So
he's not a very big guy, no.
Yeah, he's not, you know, he's not tall, and I think, you know, cheating is a, you know, 6 foot thing and over for most athletes.
But wait, he's dated all kinds of models, like Adriana Lima, and he's
So I met him when he was hanging out with Adriana Lima. I was DJing a party that she hosted, and he was there, and I remember thinking, I was like, wow, look at this short king go. This guy's got a Victoria's Secret angel, and he's barely, he's like 5'9", 5'10".
And that's big, but for football, you're right. 5'10", 5'9", is not that big. What's the deal with everybody dating football players? We got Cardi B. Who, I mean, they're not together anymore. Her and Stefan Diggs.
Travis and Taylor just got some competition.
They literally...
Not really, though.
No. They kind of got everything started, though. Don't you feel like that's where it's moving? It's like ladies are craving a manly man.
Oh.
I swear. Like, football player, you got Taylor singing about Redwoods, honey. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you're right, because football players, men who run around in tights grabbing other men for fun. Those are manly men that we're looking for. You're right.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Jack Harlow dating in New York. His producers ask him how it's going, and he answered. And we're going to play the audio for you right now. But first, Anthony A., celebrity birthdays.
Streamer Duke Dennis celebrating his birthday. Rapper Yeet and Erykah Badu also celebrating a birthday.
Okay, so Jack Harlow's got a new project out. It's called Monica, right? Or it's coming. It's coming next month.
The 13th.
Yeah. He sits down with his producers. You have to listen to the entire conversation because it really is interesting. It really has to do with who you date and why you fall in love. Producer asks Jack Harlow, is New York good to you when it comes to dating? Here's his response.
One thing's for sure, I don't feel like I'm in the wrong place. I was dating in Atlanta.
Rough, because it's Black Hollywood.
Same. Look, could you marry a white woman?
No.
Because?
Say if I'm like watching older videos, I'm probably watching like Prince, Michael Jackson, New Edition. If you can't probably like at least, even if you don't know about it right now.
Listen, if you meet somebody white that don't know about Prince and Michael Jackson, well, no, what in the Appalachia.
No, what I'm saying is, I mean, I did name some crazy.
But New Edition.
New Edition makes like, sense. You want some cultural touch points to relate on.
Yeah.
I can't see you with a white woman.
I can't see you with one either.
Really?
Yeah, my brother.
Never seen you with one.
I do love New Edition, you're right.
So I started laughing because, first of all, he's like, if you don't know Prince and Michael Jackson, like, what's wrong with you? But Jack Harlow dated Dua Lipa. She's pretty white. She's a pretty white woman. That's pretty white. But the cultural thing, it is so important, in my opinion. So it doesn't mean you have to be the same race, nationality, any of that. It means you have to have common points. You know, Otto's white. I'm Mexican.
I know who Los Tigres and Vicente are. So
you do.
That's probably...
You do. But also, Otto, you and I had so much in common when it came to movies, things like that. Like sometimes you would come to the house, we would just watch a movie together. We had same interests. And the interest that you had that I wasn't necessarily into, I respected, I appreciated, and I liked it to a certain extent. Do you know what I mean? Like, we had good conversation.
What was it? Was it, like, my love for mayonnaise?
Otto, you don't even like mayonnaise.
I ate mayonnaise sandwiches as a kid, okay?
You do like mayonnaise. So there's differences, but there's still respect. You do have to have something in common. He said New Edition, like, jokingly. But I get it. If you only liked river dancing music, I don't know that we could get along. I don't know. You know, I don't know.
There's another side of that coin, though, too, where, like, if you let this person, you guys share this common interest, if the relationship doesn't work out, then you have to, like, shake off that whole, like, oh, every time I watch this movie, it reminds me of this person. And sometimes that is a little hindering.
And what happened to the whole opposites attract thing? Is that not true?
I think we are opposite to a certain extent, Otto, just because we have common interests doesn't mean we don't have our own identities. That's what I'm saying, is that you have your way of thinking, I have my way of thinking. In fact, we debate almost daily about different things, which I love. I love that you're your person. I love that I'm my, and you accept me for me being me. But there has to be, in my opinion, some cultural commonalities. You grew up in an all Latino neighborhood, Otto. You move different than most people. You know what? You're not going to be river dancing anytime soon. Let's just put it that way.
I am Irish.
You are. So don't you think you have to have some type of cultural commonalities? Or am I crazy? 877-730-DCS1. And aren't you open to sharing that and embracing that of someone if you really care about them?
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.